Greetings and welcome to our fifth session in the Masterclass series. We are here once again to give you perspective to the realities of life in which you exist. It is time to start living. Today's experience will be more for the purpose of self-introspection. We are continuing on our sojourn of self-realization and realignment while investing in the future today. This indeed will be a special day in which that which is within my spirit will be transferred to you so you can do with it that which you desire for the purpose of understanding where you are and then allowing you to make the appropriate steps in order to reach where you need to be. For those who are new, this space has been curated especially for the purpose of relationship direction, investment guidance, and financial redirection. We will be keeping it relevant, relatable, and real as you activate your feminine energy and beauty in preparing yourself to be an inspiration to the life of a king. By design, we will be navigating through the process of edification, elevation, encouragement, entertainment, empowerment, and emancipation, under the guidance of your favorite orator and rhetorician, Kareem Ainsley, the wife lifestyle strategist. In this episode, we will be covering, are you alone or lonely? Once again, thanks for tuning in on the Kareem Ainsley podcast channel. Enjoy the encounter as we traverse through that which is towards that which will be. This is a powerful and loaded question. Are you alone or lonely? The answer may surprise you, but let us get into the conversation. We can just imagine the fear in many individuals' eyes right now, as impotence is being disguised as confidence, in anticipation of the reveal as to that which is your side of choosing. Which section of the equation represents your current disposition? Without further hesitation, let us proceed with caution. Whenever you decide to become yourself, one of those phases is being alone, which may be misconstrued as being lonely. But what I am here to tell you that under those circumstances, it is well with you. It is okay to be alone. Whenever you are around someone and you realize that the space is not conducive to your growth, your expansion, you have to step away from that circumstance. And in stepping away from that circumstance, you will have to isolate. In that isolation, you become alone. When everyone around you wants you to be like them, you know that something is wrong. When people around you have the same problems that you are trying to avoid, you know that it's time for isolation. However, upon discovery of your innate uniqueness, knowing that you are important, it is natural to think you are alone during that phase of discovery. When you become and achieve what you were dreaming, loneliness may seem to be the result of those looking in on the outside, who don't understand your connection. Sometimes when you have a vision, no one else can see it but you. You see it. You know what is about to happen. You believe in that vision. In those moments when that vision is just a thought, you are alone. No one believes in it yet. In those moments, you are going to feel alone. You are going to feel a sense of loneliness. But I say to you, don't lose heart, because that is an illusion. As once you are connected, you will never be lonely. You must remember that a vision has only one believer in the initial stages. However, when this vision is created, it will attract people to you, which will align you, then it reduces the likelihood of the illusion of loneliness. Now, let us do a dissection of what the world purports as loneliness and being alone to be. And then I will explain to you what the Word of God indicates to us. We're going to go into the dictionary for this session. It says to us, what does lonely mean? And the dictionary states to us, loneliness is an adjective which means it's a descriptive word. It describes a feeling of sadness stemming from isolation or abandonment, feeling sad and unhappy, and being socially isolated. Those are feelings that no human being should ever have to experience. But based on the world construct, many people will actually experience it because they have lost connection with their identity. For people of the world, loneliness is actually normal, and it also serves as an indicator of an underlying disease when feeling become excessive and all-consuming and interfering with our daily living. Can you imagine just being overwhelmed by this sea of loneliness, being alone, misconstrued for being lonely? That there must be a horrible experience, a terrible encounter, one which I doubt anyone in their right mind would choose to entertain. But many people in the world actually do choose to entertain such an experience, such an encounter. Now, let us navigate a little further. What does it mean to be alone? Alone, according to the dictionary's definition, says to us that it describes a single person or object separate from another. One who is alone is by one's self, having no one else present. That there is considered to be alone. This is just something I want you to bear in mind as we proceed into the discourse a little further. I want you to, right now, in your mind, tell the naysayers to take their pestilence elsewhere. It is time to stop debasing yourself with the lies, telling yourself that you have chosen to be alone of your own volition, while drowning in your loneliness. The time has come to get up, to get out, and to move forward. If you want to call it serendipity, which it is not, because it is by divine design, this moment has been given to us as an opportunity to see the truth. And yes, indeed, that is where we will relish. It is now time for us to get into the Word, and I'm hoping that you are as excited as I am. One of the best state you could ever be is being single. And if I were in church at this time, I would have expected to be getting amen. If you are single and one, then when you meet the other party who is also single and one, you can both be single one together. It is for this reason that we have prepared the manual called Single One in the Billionaire Series. And this book can be accessed wherever books are sold, Amazon platform, and any other major bookstore. This is the book from which our teachings will come in accordance with the Word of God. The idea is that you should be whole first, be one first, before you engage in the pursuit or advance in singleness. If you want to enjoy the journey and develop yourself, I will encourage you to get the book, Single One, written by Kareem Ainsley and Kareef Ainsley. Details can be found in the description below. I want someone to know that there is absolutely nothing wrong with being single. You were meant to be single. Yes, I said it. You were meant to be single. And even after you are married, you should still be single. Marriage should not be confused as a solution for loneliness. By the world's standards, it is a feeling. But you already know that your father only operates on principles. So are you going to divert your attention to the world's practices and operate on feelings? Or are you going to live in accordance to the will of God and operate on principle? It is something for you to think about, but I hope that you'll make the right choice. You don't want to get into something and then you have to get out of it. That means you were not in the thing that you were to have been in. Are you getting that? That means you were not in the thing that you were to have been in. If you have to get in to get out, it means you shouldn't have been there. For this reason, you have to realize that this deadly anomaly of divorce is not just the parting of two souls, it is the ripping apart of them. Those individuals who leave are permanently damaged, and they need to be healed by the Holy Spirit. For this very reason, the Lord wants to protect you from it. And as such, He has seen it fitting to use me as the conduit to distill His authentic truth into your spirit. Psalms 147 and verse 3, it states to us, He healeth the brokenhearted and bindeth up their wounds. Purpose of us being here is for your protection, so you don't have to make the same mistakes the people who are in darkness have made. You don't have to be broken, so let's do it right the first time. Did you know that divorce is impossible without marriage? But too few people realize that. The common denominator in both cases are individuals. That is why we have to stress the point, singleness should be embraced. Singleness is not a problem. You were designed for that very purpose, to be single. Yes, you heard me right. The unification process can be only as good as singleness. Your relationships are only as good as you are, because you bring to it what you are. So when you have relationship decadence, relationship breakdown, I want you to think about yourself and what you brought to the relationship. Important to note is that you should never forget that you only attract that which you are. If you attract a prostitute, you are a prostitute. If you attract a warmonger, you are a warmonger. If you attract a decadent, you are a decadent. If you attract that which is pure and holy, it means that you too are pure and holy. The world tells us that opposite attract, which is a fallacy when it comes on to relationship. Because can two walk unless they agree? So it is simple that you can only receive that which you are. Now, let us get back to you. It is acceptable to be single. It is not acceptable to be alone. And why is this so? Why is it true that it's not acceptable to be alone? We are not talking about solitary confinement when we speak about alone or any manner of the divergence or the deviations. How do we know it is not satisfactory to be alone? Well, the Word of God dictates to us in Genesis 2 and verse 18. It says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make for him a help meet." Or some translation says, "I will make for him an help meet." We understand the man's place, but many females fail to understand that they were created to help the man. Help the man accomplish his vision. It doesn't mean that she shouldn't have a vision, because she needs to have ideas. She needs to be creative. And that is the important marker that is missed by many females who fail to transition into woman. Genesis 2 and verse 18 says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make for him a helpmeet." How do we know it is not satisfactory to be alone? Because that is the reason for us to leave home. And Genesis 2 and verse 24 says to us, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Yes, they shall be one flesh. You cannot leave the security of your home to wander around, living on the streets in shacks, shacking up. Where is the dignity in that? Matthew 9 verses 4 through 6, it says, "And he answered and said unto them, Have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female?" That's a conversation for another sitting. Verse 5, "For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh." No, verse 6, it says, "Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder." Can you imagine that? Who would want to put asunder to that which God has joined together? So this is important for us to understand and digest. It means that not your ex who made way for the next should be able to have such an authority. Not your pastor, not your friend, not your parents, mother or father, not the state, not the lawyer, not the judge can put asunder. You must understand this point, that God does not marry everyone. The only people who God marry are those that qualify. Most people are operating in an institution that is under contract and not covenant. Hence, the reason the state can put asunder, because it was not joined together by God. I know you're laughing in your spirit at this time, but that is just the plain truth. Many pastors will not tell you this, but I am here to tell you that the Word of God is real. And the Word of God sets the precedence for that which is to come. In simple terms, not all marriages are ordained. Some operate on individualism. You know, some are in violation of many laws according to the Word of God. But the few which operate under divine ordinance are those which God has placed His covenant upon. You can tell from the proposed action that these individuals are not going to submit. Those who are operating under contract will not submit. They are in most instances the cause of their own demise. Marriage that do not qualify under the guidelines of in the beginning according to the Genesis is a counterfeit to the design of God, which creates a mirage. Yes, it looks like a marriage, but in truth, it is just a mirage. You cannot go before God to get married and then go before man to get a divorce. This indicates that you have given man more power than God. And is that something that is right? Absolutely not. That could never be right. So what are we going to do about it? Are we going to live a life of hypocrisy? Let us delve a little further in the Word of God. Matthew 19 and verse 9, it says, "And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except for it be fornication, and shall marry another, committed adultery. And whomsoever married her, which is put away, do it commit adultery." So you see, when you get mixed up with someone who is still married, you are breaking covenant with God. You are getting yourself caught up in affairs which you have no business being involved in. You should not even think about divorce unless there is adultery. And you can still forgive. Because divorce is not of God, divorce is a man's design. It is based on the hardness of the heart of man that divorce was allowed. Divorce was never invented by God because he does not go against his word. His words are law. It seems that everything that man put or touch turns to rubble, is destroyed, especially when they operate outside the will of God. If you're operating outside the will of God, you're going to have trouble. I don't want trouble for your life. I want your life to be as smooth as it can be. To be real, this is the only grounds for the death of a relationship, adultery. You cannot just get up one day and say you don't love him anymore. That does not qualify. You cannot get up and say we have grown apart. That does not qualify. You cannot even say that because you got saved and now the Holy Spirit is rushing through you, he is no longer fitting for you. That does not qualify. Hallelujah. You cannot say that because the relationship is not as exciting as when it was kindled in the initial stages. That does not qualify. The only way out of what you cannot wait to get in is adultery. We must, as well-thinking human beings, give this much thought before engagement. The scripture also states that if you marry and you separate, you cannot marry anyone else unless the other party commits adultery. So if you get a divorce and your party did not commit adultery in the initial stages, you have to sit and wait until adultery has been committed before your divorce is actually acceptable or can be considered. So you have to be very mindful. You have to be very careful of what it is that you are doing. This means there are some people who are still married and thinking that they have been separated, committing adultery. The lawyers cannot help you. The unjust judge cannot help you. Only God himself can help you. But most don't want his help. Most people are independent. Most people believe that they can do it themselves. But when they touch things, everything gets so messed up. This is getting deep. Marriage is not about the ring, the bling. It is about blood. It is about covenant. Now you can understand why it is that every female created comes as a sealed package. To unseal a female or a woman, you must spill blood on yourself and her. When a woman is opened by a man, God takes note because that is covenant. As a safeguard, sex is to be enjoyed exclusively in marriage. It is the malpractice that causes a lot of soul ties to people that are not married in actuality, but yet they are married under covenant, ungodly covenant. The only way to break covenant is with a new covenant. Hence, when a man and a woman commits adultery, they create a new covenant. Singleness is fundamental to human development. In order to become whole, one has to embrace the singleness. It is a fundamental design of the family. For this reason, God created only one man. God created one human being. He placed one human being in the garden, told that one human being to work, cultivate, to protect, and keep his words. It was after the distillation of the instruction that God said it was not good for the man to be alone. Before you think to move forward in your relationship or proceed on the unification journey, ensure that the person has gotten their instruction before you as a woman goes in as the helper. That is why the woman is a helpmeet, because she's there to fulfill the desires of her husband. You cannot help a cause if there is none. If the male lacks vision, he is not yet a man. The world has confused our young people and some age to believe the fallacy that to be single means to be unmarried. People who have lasting marriages, both parties are actually single. And that is what drives the success of the union. The Hebrew for the word work as given to man means to become. This is giving guidance that each individual should become their self first before becoming with another, before they decide that, hey, I want to become one with someone else. When it is stated that it's not good for the man to be alone, it is basically speaking to the fact that the time has come for the man to be helped with his work. It means that the time had come for another to come from the man. Because of the desire to rush through the natural cycle, humanity have been constantly suffering from the disease of loneliness. A disease which they don't need to suffer from, but because of how the world has been perplexing them with misinformation, they have succumbed to such a disease. God does not choose your partner. Had he done that, it would have robbed you of exercising your power entrusted of free choice. God doesn't want to rob you. God wants to give you everything that you need, everything that you can desire. That is exactly what he wants to give you. Genesis 2 and verse 22 states to us, "And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he woman and brought her unto the man." So this woman was brought unto the man for the purpose of the man in the presence of God. In the original Hebrew, the meaning of bringing the woman speaks to presenting her or even parading her to show the man the woman. So even though he showed the man had to choose to accept the woman unto himself. So, in the end, it was the man who was allowed to make that selection. So he gets to choose what it is that he desires because he already has his vision. He knows who is needed. He knows who is suited for the portfolio of wife. What are we saying? God is not responsible for your bad choices. That's exactly what we're trying to get to. You are. You are the one who has made choices that are less than ideal, yet you expect them to work in accordance to the will of God. That is preposterous. For this reason, he made mankind with the capacity to think. But some of us don't like to think. The majority does not want to think for themselves. And when you don't want to think for yourself, other persons will think for you. The media will think for you. The media will give you the fairy tale story. The media will misguide you, misrepresent the truth, and you'll accept it as gospel when that is error, that is fallacy, and that is only a facade. But today we are presenting the truth according to the word of God. They want you to fall in line with the societal norms, normalizing that which is wrong, making the wrong right. We are not likened unto animals. That is why we were given this God-given capacity to think. And if you don't think, you will stink. And if you stink, you'll be decaying and you'll be contaminating the world with your arrows. Some only want to know the truth when the tests come. Why not know the truth to pass the test? That is deep. Let us get back into the discovery. There is nothing wrong with being alone. The word alone and lonely should not be confused, especially when it speaks to relationship. In the scriptorial representation of the word alone, when we see it written on the pages, it is not good for the man to be alone. It basically says to us, it is not good for the man to be all in one, according to the Hebrew translation. Because remember, God created only one man, which means that the man was single and complete. From this man, he began the process of multiplication and took from him the woman. So the man and the woman existed inside the man simultaneously when God had created the man. Understand this. The man was whole, single, complete, and perfect. Because of the work that was given and the work that was being done, from the man, the woman was derived because she was actually already within the man. So now we can understand what the word of God in the original translation indicates to us. It would read like this. It is not good for the man to be all in one body. I know that you may be looking and say, wow, this man is fine. But from that fine man came a fine woman. And that is why you can only attract that which you are. The woman who was taken from the man was taken for the purpose of helping the man. I know a lot of people don't like the idea of being a helper as a woman. But that is the purpose of the woman, to help the man to complete the vision according to the will of God, under the authority of God. She is the helpmeet, which means that she is pivotal. She is so important. The wrong selection of a female, the wrong selection of a woman can destroy a man, can destroy legacy. Her function is to help the man to complete the work of God that God had given the man in his spirit. That is why we should not prematurely wake Adams. This man was Adam, which means dark earth. And that is important for you to know. So the book of Genesis guided us to the understanding that Adam was created from dark earth, which means very good. And in Revelation, we see Jesus being represented in the return as a man who is represented once again as being dark earth, which means very good. We will need to unpack that at a later time. When God begins something, it is already completed. So the design of man was strategic. Yes, 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 the design of man was strategic. It was not haphazard. Isaiah 46 and verse 9 and 10, it says, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from the ancient time that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure." The fact that you are listening to this in these moments, it means that God has already done a work in you. Now you know the reason that you are here. Will you allow him to finish the work which he has started within you? So going back to the creation of humanity, we can now appreciate that when God created Adam, every single living person was already considered and created. Now this was all placed within Adam. In order for those of us who are now in existence to come from Adam, with the passage of time, we needed the woman to help the man with the mandate of multiplication. Because God finished before he starts, he knew the end from the beginning. So God made one body and placed everybody in that body. This means that whatever God was saying to Adam, he was saying to you. He was saying to me. The woman is to help the man accomplish the vision of God, which was placed by God in the man. This is why when one man sinned, everybody sinned. Romans 5 and verse 12 says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death pass unto all men, for that all have sinned." Isn't that profound? That is indeed profound. That is indeed something for us to look into. When you curse somebody, you are cursing your body. I want you to think about this very carefully, because we are all connected more than we actually believe. It is not good for the man to carry the vision by himself. It is not good for the man to be alone. If the man does not have the vision, he needs to be alone. Leave him alone. Only when he has gotten word from God should he seek another to help him with the vision. Where is he going to lead if he has no vision? That is going to create division, because the woman may have a vision. The man comes empty-handed. It means that there is division, so that there is an equal yoke. When God desired another body, he went inside the perfect body and took another body from it and called it woman. This is critically important, because this is the incubator body, the helper body, the nurturing body, among other useful delights. The Bible did not say it is not good for individuals to be single. This is what the world teaches, not what the Word teaches. And who will you follow? Will you follow the Word, or will you follow the world? In fact, it is good to be single, as we will cover in more details in the future. God is not against singleness. No, no, no. He is not. He absolutely loves when you are single. Singleness means separate, whole, unique. To be whole means that you are one with yourself. It means that you are operating under divine order. It means that you are someone all by yourself under the authority of God. It means that you are not easily influenced. You are willing to live with you as you are your best friend. You don't need to be a replica of someone else's persona. You don't need to follow the trend in fashion, culture, society, etc. You don't need to be around people all the time to feel important, because you know that you are unique. And as the people look at you, they know that you are different. They know that you are single. They know that there is something special about you. These are attributes you will need to maintain even when married. Marriage does not work for people who come together and are not single. They are not alone. They have not been isolated in a solitary state and have not gotten direction from the Lord. You cannot give something to someone who is not yet equipped and ready to receive it. That would create an aberration, and in some instances cause the good thing to be broken or destroyed. I know you have been enjoying the revelation that the Word has to offer as we go through the process of edification, elevation, encouragement, entertainment, empowerment, and emancipation. We have said a lot. So now let us make our way into the halftime segment as we segue into transition, so you can allow the Spirit to lead you in the digestion of the content. Welcome back. We will be continuing our discourse on the caption, Are You Alone or Lonely? The Word of God says that it is not good for the man to be alone, which means all in one. It is acceptable to be alone in isolation during the self-discovery phase. It is only when you are single, whole, and ready to activate your vision as a man, or to help a man with his vision as a woman, that you should seek to join forces. There is nothing wrong with being alone, in the same way there is nothing wrong with being single. The problem is people cannot be themselves until they meet Him, God. It is imperative for the individual to be alone so they can meet God. Only after they have met God and has received the instruction, it is no longer good for them to be alone, but until then, they should be alone. Now, it's time to talk about lonely people. Lonely people, as the world presents it, are operating outside of their God-given mandate, and as such, are conformed to the world as they neglect the instructions. Romans 12 and verse 2, And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let's face it, lonely people are unhappy, restless, insecure, feel inadequate, they are confused. They tend to waste time in wandering. Not to mention, these individuals are dangerous, not only to themselves, but to others. Loneliness is predicated on feelings and not principles. Lonely people have a divided mind. James 1 and verse 8 says, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." Though this may be the case when one is overwhelmed by emotional turbulence, there is hope. Matthew 11 verses 28 through 30 says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." From time to time, you may ask yourself, "God, where are you? Why am I feeling so overwhelmed? Why has the snares of the world caught my attention? Why have I been caught in their snares?" When you are experiencing loneliness, that is your confirmation that you are not ready for a unification process in relation to a relationship. It gives an indication that you are not yet whole. You are not yet single. And the truth be told, where it is acceptable to be alone, to feel lonely can be dangerous, and as such, you will need to work through those emotions and psychological traumas before you destroy the next thing you step into. Whether it be a friendship, whether it be an employment, whether it be a group, whatever it may be, you have to get your house in order. Because if you are moving around as a free radical, your intention, knowingly or unknowingly, will be to destroy, will be to create destruction, will be to be a distraction. And we don't want that for you. You don't have to live in loneliness, especially when you have a best friend, which is yourself. Also, you have God, who is your spiritual best friend. Jesus Christ went on the cross. He was crucified by the Romans. He chose to bear your sins so you don't have to experience loneliness. If you trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, when you have developed a relationship with Him, you can rest assured that you are truly never alone. Hence, the need for loneliness has been eradicated. Loneliness is a plague on the society and the world at large. This is because there is a separation from that which one is kin to. The purpose is lost. The direction is misplaced. The relationships are broken or non-existent. These are just a few causes. One writer describes loneliness as a separation anxiety brought on by the feeling of being disconnected, a state in which there is a loss in intimacy. One's sense of being or belonging have been eradicated, the feeling of abandonment, being ostracized or even isolated. A lot of persons have a lot of things, but yet they are still lonely. And many persons have few things, but yet they are not lonely. People can be around a lot of people and still they are lonely. God did not design us to live a life of loneliness. God does not want us to be lonely. Some people have all the money and currency needed, yet they are still lonely. They have numerous people around them, but they are still lonely. Could it be that they are missing the main ingredients to their dish? The thing that is missing is a connection with the Creator, having a relationship with Him, being His ambassador, and not continuing to perpetuate the cycle of misrepresentation is the only solution. Without it, there will always be a void that needs to be filled. In order to get to the root of the plague of loneliness that may be in your life, you will need to do some introspection. As hard as it may be, I'm going to ask you, in humility, ask yourself, what am I doing that promotes loneliness in my life? If you feel lonely, something is causing it, So you are going to need answers. What is it that is promoting that feeling? What is going on in your mind? Why are you not being fulfilled? These are questions that need to be answered, but only you can answer them because you are the one going through it. You are the one experiencing it. The truth, you should not experience loneliness if you have the presence of God living within you. You have to be real with yourself. So ask yourself the question, is this the way I want to spend the rest of my life and die? How would this reflect on your stewardship? Can you recall anyone who says with glee and jubilation that in my former life I used to be a follower of Christ, but now that I am not, I am more fulfilled? No one has ever truthfully uttered those verbiage because deep down you would know with absolute certainty the rhetorics is garbage. They are lies, they are deceit, they are destructive, they are misdirecting your attention from the reality. The loneliness that is evident is because there is a disconnection. They will not be eradicated until there is a reconnection. If you choose to walk away from God, you will be lonely. Running into the arms of a man will not make you fulfilled. This is a step into a setup for destruction. You have to ask yourself another question. You have to ask God to deliver you from any behavior that is dragging you back into the clutches of loneliness. So what is it that is pulling me back? What is it that is trying to get me in the pits of hell? Be careful not to allow others to pull you back into the old lifestyle that you have entertained in the past, because misery actually loves company. Ask yourself, is it time to cultivate a new friendship with someone who will be an asset in your life? Because sometimes you may be carrying around a lot of liabilities and those persons are sucking you dry. They are trying to exsanguinate you like a vampire. You can understand the connection. The final thing I want to leave with you on this matter is to say, stay grounded. That is the only way you can be connected. It means that as much as some don't want to hear it, you have to be invested in the Word of God. It is simple, and there is no other way. When you know the Word for yourself, you can develop a discernment to know who, what, when, and where are appropriate in their time. Don't fall for the person who dressed like $1 million, yet their character is worth less than a cent. You must deal with the situation as they come along. Don't forget to serve. Connect with godly person. When God stops you, please obey Him. We can be alone, but we are never alone. If you feel lonely, it means that you are disconnected from the truth and are in those moments basing your reality on the constructs of feelings and not principles of the Word of God. Hebrews 13 verses 5 and 6, it says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as he hath. For he had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. In a state of loneliness, it is not the time to seek a relationship, because lonely people have a tendency to be destructive. You don't want to be responsible for the destruction of someone else's life. Before we go, I just want to thank the Lord for invading our ignorance. With his revelation, destroying ignorance with his truth, and for revealing to us the clarity of his principles. As we have been positioned to not only live effectively, but also understand our destiny. Thanks for another opportunity we have been given to change permanently. We expected, we receive, we thank you, our Father. Amen. Genesis 2 and verse 18 says, and the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make for him a helpmeet. The word of God indicates that it is not good for the man to be alone. It does not mention the need for a relationship because he is alone. Being alone and lonely does not equate to the same thing. They are not equally significant. A person is alone when they are by themselves. A person is lonely when they feel abandoned and saddened due to isolation, basing their principles and practices on feelings. When you are a person in alignment with the will of God, you operate on principles and not feeling. Hence, a person under the Spirit of God should not find themselves in a position of loneliness, as this is a sign of a disconnection, or it could be indicative that the work of God was used as a substitute for an addiction. The big question is, are you alone or lonely? And thanks for sharing in this encounter. It is a hope that your eyes have been opened to the truth, to the authentic truth. As a woman, love yourself enough to do that which is right and righteous. Be the wife you were meant to be. Unleash the queen within. Until next time, signing out is Kareem Ainsley. Loved by women, respected by men. Peace, love, respect. Congratulations, you have made it to the end of this session. If the information added any value to you or your life, please continue to listen, like, share, comment, subscribe, and ensure that you have your notifications turned on so you will be in the know on every occasion of a new release. If you'd like to make communication with me for advice, guidance, counseling, or just to request that our team will make themselves available to serve you and or your team on occasions in which there is an event that this type of truth needs to be uttered, you can do so by sending us an email at kareemainsley@gmail.com. Don't forget that you can leave voice messages for me using the Anchor platform, which I will most definitely be intrigued to listen. If that is more convenient, you can do so. Leave your question, comments, and or concerns, and we'll reach out to you to address the matter and on occasions insert the question in our series to aid others who were not as brave to step forward. To receive materials prepared by your orator, Kareem Ainsley, visit the Amazon store or just search for Kareem Ainsley in the Amazon search bar, and you will be closer than you think. For autographed copies or special requests such as discounts, etc., send us an email for us to process the request. To support the ministry, you can do so by direct transfer of your gifts via our Zelle account at ainsleyk@andrews.edu. That is ainsleyk@andrews.edu. You can also submit your contributions by PayPal at paypalme.com/KareemAins. That is paypalme.com/KareemAins. You can also elect to be a monthly subscriber to our channel to support the ministry. Kareem Ainsley Podcast channel has been freely distributed on all major platforms, so you can listen to all our contents for free. This was made possible by the generous support from all our valuable listeners and supporters. If you are not yet a part of the family, please consider joining so we can reach more females, because when we are done, females will be transformed into women, and women transformed into princesses, and our princesses will become queens, adequately prepared to meet their kings. It is our objective to ensure that you are ready for opportunity, so when it comes, you are in a position to embrace it. Links and information can be found in the description. Thanks for being a part of the Kareem Ainsley family. You are going to be ready for opportunity, so when it comes upon you, you are able to discern it. You will not get your date with destiny if you are married to history. Be the wife you were meant to be. Unleash the queen within. This is Kareem Ainsley. We love you. Be blessed and see you in the next session.